You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Dan Feldman, president at ProFoot, a Brooklyn-based foot care company specializing in innovative and high-quality products. Dan, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Great to be here.
Yeah, good to have you as well. So let's start by giving our listeners a quick overview of ProFoot and your role at the company.
Sure. I'll give you a quick history if I can. It started back in about 1972. My dad, a chiropractor at the time, had an opportunity to make a pillow for the chiropractic trade, sort of the predecessor to the contour pillow that you see very often on mail order these days. He basically knew somebody who was in the foam business, knew somebody who was in the sewing business, put the two together and started making these pillows as a way to augment his income. Started the business right there in the living room of our house in Brooklyn on Fort Hamilton Parkway. One thing led to another, and he was selling other chiropractors, 6 pieces here, 12 pieces there, 24 pieces would be a nice size order. We have his original manifest, his original ledger, so we could see the original orders that he had. And eventually a guy came along from a direct mail company and said, how many can you make? And, of course, I don't know if he ever made more than maybe 36 or 72 at a time, and he said, I can make any amount that you want. And the guy basically gave him an order for 3,500 pieces. He had no idea how to fill the order. He said, can you handle it? And he said, yes. Stayed up all night, hired a bunch of local kids to help cut the foam, got the sewing operation in overdrive, and they managed to fill the order, and the item was a terrific item. I think the next order he got was for 15,000 pieces. And so he had to open up a shop, and within a very short period of time, chiropractic sort of faded into the distance, and he became a businessman. I think the important thing to know is that, he never said no. They came back to him after that with an order for a new item. They said, what else can you make? And he said, I can make anything. You have to remember, he was a chiropractor. He had been making one item. He had no idea how to make anything else. And they said, can you make this over-the-door exercise stretcher, which was a very popular item in the 70s in direct mail? And he said, yeah, of course. He had no idea how to do it. But with his wits, he figured it out and supplied them and was pretty much off to the races. And at that point, we became a pretty large supplier to the mail order industry. Moved from a small little garage that he rented to a larger facility to a larger facility. And eventually, we decided to start our own mail order catalog. That catalog became the Dr. Leonard's Healthcare Catalog, which was and still is, I believe, the largest home healthcare catalog in the world. We sold that in 1993, but not before we realized that foot care as a subcategory in that catalog, and it sold lots of other medical products, health products. Foot care was a particularly fertile area for us in terms of innovation. Remember, we had the manufacturing, and we were manufacturing a lot of the items for our catalog. And foot care just was one that came easily to us. My dad, being a dedicated mail order guy, never really went into many stores, but he did have, I believe, a relative who had a drugstore, and one day went in to visit him and saw the foot care section, and it was just Dr. Scholl's. It was really nothing else but Dr. Scholl's and some very simple items, and really none of the items that we were selling hundreds of thousands of in mail order. Again, with that sort of selective delusion, he said, let me put some retail packaging together and go up against these guys, because we have all these items that they don't offer, and I think there's a great space for us in there. It was a very, very difficult start for ProFoot, and that's how ProFoot was formed. And it was a very, very difficult start for us. It was difficult to get anybody to even listen to us, because Dr. Scholl's was really the category. They were the dominant player, and they had been handling it for a very long time, close to 100 years. And who would want this little company from Brooklyn? Well, eventually someone took us. A couple of small regional chains started putting our products in, and they did quite well. Within a short period of time, we were starting to get some national exposure, and we had a nice little business. And at that point, I had graduated college. I had a marketing company of my own, and he made me an offer for twice as much work at half the pay, and for some reason, I took it. And it's been that was about 1995, 1994, and 20 years later, I'm still here. As of now, we're the second largest brand, I believe, of branded foot care products in the mass market, and that's what I mean by that is the Walmarts, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVSs of the world. We're in 20 countries. We're on six continents. Antarctica is proving to be elusive, but we're still working on it, I guess. And it's been terrific. It's been a great ride.
Wow, what a story. And it certainly is inspiring without a question. Certainly appreciate you breaking that down, and such a good listen as well. Can you tell us about your approach to innovation and introducing new products? You certainly have experience with that.
Yeah, it's key to our success. It's our job as the smaller brand, as the niche brand, to innovate and push the boundaries of the category. It was great training having that direct mail and mail order background, because in that world, you've got to come up with a new product almost every month. You have these constant mailings. In foot care, we really have to hit on something new and interesting every year. And it's quite difficult, but it is absolutely essential to our success. And it's the reason why we're still in business, and the reason why we're able to compete against, I believe now, Scholl's is owned by Bayer, and it's, I think, a $50 billion business. And, we have to be able to come up with ideas that they can't. We have to be able to see the category and see a future for the category that these very large corporations can't. And it's an absolutely essential part of our business. And I think if you look at the modern foot care category, and I realize it's a fairly obscure subject for someone to look into, but if you were to study the category over the last 20 years, I think what you'll see is a completely disproportionate number of innovations have come from right here in our little office in Brooklyn.
Now, you took over the business from your father, as you mentioned earlier. Can you talk about the challenges and opportunities of running a multi-generational family business?
Yeah, it's kind of all I know. So, I don't have a ton of perspective of working in businesses that were not a family business. But it's an incredible privilege to be able to work with my dad. We get along terrifically. That's not to say we don't fight. There's definitely challenges. It's certainly not for everyone. When money is involved, when success is involved, and when ego is involved, it really requires a deft hand in dealing with relatives and dealing particularly with a father and son type of relationship. It's not for everyone. It's certainly challenging. I don't know if it's better or worse working for another company. I certainly couldn't imagine working in any other type of environment. But at the end of the day, I just consider myself incredibly lucky that I get to spend this quality time with my dad, that I get to augment this wonderful success that he created, and that I get to talk to him every single day, even though sometimes he drives me crazy, and sometimes he calls me 26 times a day to find out about this little thing or that little thing. I think at the end of the day, when we're beyond this, or maybe when I hand it down to my son, I think I'm going to look back at it with absolutely nothing but pride and no regrets whatsoever. But it's definitely challenging when you have that familiarity with the person that you're working with. You can take a lot of things for granted. It's tough, but I think it's worth it.
Most definitely. I think so as well. Today we're joined by Dan Feldman, president at ProFoot, a Brooklyn-based foot care company specializing in innovative and high-quality products here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Now, Dan, what are some of the most notable and successful product developments that you are most proud of?
There's a few. I mean, obviously, our more innovative products. We've introduced not only new types of products, and the kind of products for your audience is edification. We're talking about insoles and inserts, heel cushions, ball of foot cushions, products for the toes and corns and calluses and bunions, and even antifungal products. And I believe we've added innovation to really almost every single one of those areas within our category. The ones I'm most proud of are the ones that really expanded the category and the breadth of the category as it looks now. And those would be some of the Triad Orthotic was just such a wonderful item for us. We introduced it right around 2001. It was the first time a non-leading brand, Dr. Scholl's product, was the number one brand in its subcategory. I believe we sold 2 million pair our first year. We were promptly knocked off by our competitors and everyone else. But what we did was we expanded the breadth of the category. We added a new feature and a new subcategory to the foot care. And now when you look at the orthotic section, and these are soft orthotics, not to confuse them with the prescription orthotics that you might get from your podiatrist or your doctor. These are soft orthotics, but they're sort of corrective devices, supportive devices. You look at it now and, you know, it's a good portion of the set. It's probably $50 million to $60 million subcategory of the set, and that didn't exist before we introduced it into this market. Obviously, it existed in other markets, but never had seen in this market. We brought a lot of new innovation to the category. The packaging, the way the modern packaging looks in our category is something that we are largely responsible for. The contoured blisters, the color, which is a blister package, the colors and the style in which the products are presented, I think a lot of that comes from us. And I mean, you know, I look at it now and I see my competitors doing it and I see new companies doing it and I see it in other categories. And, you know, how could you be anything less than proud when you see that? You know, the key for us really is to keep pushing the envelope. As a small company competing against these giant companies, you think you have it, you're at a total disadvantage. And in a lot of ways you are. But the ability for us to try something new, our ability, and you know, and you talk about our successes. I'm proud of some of our failures as well, to be perfectly honest, because we've tried things that no one's ever thought of. We've put items into the set that no one's ever even thought possible, or even would want to go in there. And what I'm proud of more than any individual product is I think the effort that we've put in, which is, I believe, the key to our success going forward. And frankly, with the consolidation of all business going forward, I don't know. The news lately that Walgreens appears to be buying Rite Aid, so there's further consolidation in our industry. The secret to any small vendor is to be able to push the boundaries and to run between the legs of giants where there's plenty of room. And our ability to year after year after year to find these areas of opportunity and to exploit them, whether we're successful or not, is something I'm really proud of, that we've still been able to do it, you know, now 28 years later.
What does the future look like for you and ProFoot?
Well, I think it looks good. I mean, you know, I believe, you know, there's all this consolidation in the healthcare industry, and particularly now in retail, and of course that's very scary. And the retail industry, I think in general, is going through a transition period, brick and mortar versus online, and the like. And I think a lot of people are trying to figure out what the next move is, and it can all look very scary. Our competitors keep getting bigger and bigger, but you know, I believe that the fundamentals behind our success, the ability to find niches, to the ability to find opportunities, the ability to find the interstitial areas to fill with good products and innovation, those still exist and might even exist more often. I think the thing that we do have to be worried about is, you know, whether small business is still going to be accepted by these big companies. I think what we're seeing, what I'm most concerned about is the quarter-to-quarter thinking as opposed to the long-view thinking. You know, as a foot care company and as a business that derives the overwhelming majority of our revenue from one category, we care very much about what this category is, you know, the future of this category and the future of this customer. We don't really think quarter-to-quarter. We think 5 years down the road, and you know, that's not necessarily aligned with the way we believe some of the retailers might be thinking often. So we do worry about that, and we worry about them taking risks on a smaller company. I think if they look at the history, it's pretty obvious that we've brought a lot of success, and so that's a concern. But I do believe that there's still plenty of opportunities, and there's also new markets to look at as well. So we're very excited. I'm very, very bullish, and I'm certainly not going anywhere. We're having, by the way, a great year, I should also say. With all of this, we're having a wonderful year this year. The last couple of years have been terrific for us.
Certainly good to hear, and congratulations on the continued success over all the years, and certainly looks like a bright future. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Eric, you know, I think that the future's bright. I know you have a lot of entrepreneurs in there, and I think that if you want to learn a lesson from our experience, it's that look for the innovation, look to go where others can't, and be in the yes business. If you trust yourself, if you trust your ability to get the job done, get the order, get the opportunity, and figure it out. And that's the best advice I can give you. It's what's worked for us. It's what's going to continue working for us. It was the key to our success when we first started. It'll be the key to our success going forward. And I got to think it's going to work for a lot of your listeners too.
I think so as well. And it comes full circle as we led off. You basically laid it out and wrapped it up with the same tip. And we certainly do appreciate your being with us. Very inspiring story. It is an honor to have you with us today. How about telling our listeners where they can be in touch and also get more information about ProFoot as well?
You can go to our website at profoot.co. That's profoot.co. You can find our products at just about any retailer that carries foot care products, Walmart, Walgreens, Rite Aid, CVS. Thank you so much, Eric. It's an honor. I love your show, and it's been an honor to be here.
It certainly has been our honor. Dan, thanks so much for spending a moment with us today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best.
Thank you, Eric. Anytime.
We have been speaking with Mr. Dan Feldman, president at ProFoot, a Brooklyn-based foot care company specializing in innovative and high-quality products. And once again, the website of reference and for more information, it's ProFoot.co. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.